The aim of this side event in Vancouver was to give an update on the fourth generation, on what we or what I need as fourth command in MINUSMA to succeed in my mission, because there are still gaps in fourth generation. We addressed that already in May in New York, so this is a follow-on meeting on that.
There are very tangible things that you need, aren't there? And this is a life and death issue for the troops who answer to you, the blue helmets.
There are needs. There are needs to cope with the threat, to mitigate the risk. I have to simultaneously protect the people, protect my people, protect the population, and carry out my mission. I want to put my effort, my main effort, in the central region of Mali, and therefore I need more flexibility, more mobility, more effectiveness. So what I need is to enhance the global training level of all the units involved in MINUSMA. I want to enhance the training level of the people coming in. So that's about pre-deployment planning, but I need also, let's say, medical coverage to operate in whole Mali, especially in the central region, and I need definitely helicopters to be more flexible and mobile.
And were you encouraged by what you heard from ministers and from top military personnel who were gathered here tonight to listen to you?
Yes, I think I could pass my message, which is we are carrying on a mission which is difficult. We are facing huge security challenges, not only harsh in harsh conditions, but also facing terrorism. And to do that, I have to count on all the contributing countries with troops or with equipment or with training.
And were there renewed pledges tonight?
Confirmation of some pledges, and I heard some new pledges also, or only confirmation of what I could expect from some countries. There were still, political decisions to be made.
So as the man in charge, are you confident that MINUSMA can succeed?
We will succeed. I'm optimistic, but always realistic. If I have the means, I will perform my mission. We will succeed. But it is not only about MINUSMA. It's about partners. And who are those partners? First of all, the Malian Army. And I'm speaking as military. Those are my first partners, the Malian Army. And second, all the international missions deployed in Mali or around Mali. EOTM, the training mission of Europe, Barkhane, the French operation Barkhane, but also the J5 Sahel, which is now building up in and around Mali.